You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
If you only believe in what you see in graphs, you'll never know what's kind. What does the scripture say about how do you treat people? So you got to know what the scripture is saying. You can't just look at lenses or just because you made some money in your portfolio, that means everything is okay because you can gain the world and miss God. So you got to know what scripture is saying. So this is why we go back to the scripture to find out what's going on.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry. You're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing an Unshakable Confidence. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 7, verses 9 through 15.
Look at verse 13. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. I had a dream, he was saying. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianites' camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed. I need somebody to read with me with some anticipation. Verse 14, his friend responded, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given, this is what the enemy said now, the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation by his enemy, he worshiped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, get up, get on up. The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands. Can the church say amen? Amen. What a tremendous story with one of the judges, one of the greatest judges of Israel, Gideon. From the series Perseverance, our message in our late service, developing an unshakable confidence. Developing an unshakable confidence. Father, I give you praise for the accuracy and the spirit, and thank you for the revelation knowledge flowing freely, uninterrupted, unhindered by, unimpeded by any satanic or demonic force. Less of me and more of you. All of you and none of me. Have your way in this message. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain the word. We will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Our confession of faith over the word of God. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. You can help me if you can. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There is too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, I can't quit. There's too much life in me, too much vitality in me, too much vision in me, too much purpose in me, too much of a mission in me. I can't quit. There's too much life. Where did you ever get this vernacular that you can say I'm done? That's not a part of our vernacular. Who pumped that into your mind that you feel comfortable with saying stuff like that? We can't quit. Because because there's too much life in us. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus as we teach developing an unshakable confidence. You hear me using courage and confidence interchangeably in this message. Our confession of faith, I must repent for not being consistent. I think we need to have this in memory, your confession of faith, so much so we would need a teleprompter when it's time to rehearse it. And so if I need to make it available to you, I will. And I apologize, because one of the practices of leading, and especially in ministry, is to say it and then say it again and then say it again and again and again and then say it again and again and again and again and again and then saying it again and again and again and again and again and again and again until they get it. And if you don't have patience, you'll say, I told them. You got to tell them for 5 years. You got to do it over and over and over again. And you have to. And this is why God takes leaders through trials, because tribulations helps to produce patience. And the more you go through, the more patient you should be, especially with others when you're leading them in ministry. This is these meetings have eternal consequences. In other words, what we're doing now sets the tone for how you're going to spend eternity. My job is to make sure, even through the fruit of the Spirit, not my fruit, but through His Spirit, that you see a long-suffering, patient person who got passion now, but patient working with the people of God on a consistent basis. You may quit, but you shouldn't say it. I cannot quit. There's too much life in me. And I have people that are in my train. I'm the conductor. I can't quit. I'm driving this bus. We got to get to the other side. I'm rowing this boat. I don't have the luxury of saying I'm done, and neither should you. So we must do what we need to do to get the people over. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So we're developing an unshakable confidence or courage as believers, and I believe it involves cultivating a deep relationship with God. Cultivating a deeper relationship with the Lord. We read right out of the book of Judges, chapter 7. Very powerful portion here. If you read the book of Judges, you will understand this is a period of Israel's history where there is no Joshua, there is no Moses, they're now dead, there is no one leader, and they have never moved into the monarchy. This is a period of time where there's really no leader. And the scripture says people did as they wanted to do based on what they wanted to do. They did what was right in their own eyes. And when we don't have good leadership, people would do that to this day. If we don't have good parenting, it will happen in homes. If we don't have good leaders in the church and people who are patient, people begin to do whatever comes to their mind. They'll say, yeah, I got God in my life. I don't really need to go to church. He's in my heart. He understands me. I know my truth. It has nothing to do with scripture. Drifting away from the Lord, just gone. When you start reading scripture, like, man, I'm so different from what the Bible said. Well, that's that old stuff anyway. What's wrong with us? See, my job is to make sure I come through the word, and we constantly are reminding people of what the ancient scripture says about our life. You can't just throw it away. That's not how God works. You got to get in alignment with His will. Glory to God. I was just told by a young man that a new administration is coming into the Space Force, Space Force, a new administration. In other words, a two-star is now in charge. So if a two-star is in charge, it means administration changes. Well, you may have played when there's a colonel or a one-star, but when it elevates, The two-star carries with him an authority to make some stuff happen, and he's entitled to certain things. If a three-star came in there, it's even different. If a four-star came in there, it's different. So you got to learn how to shift with administrations and authorities. You may not like Trump blowing up stuff. You may not like him, and the stock market is going up. Explain that. He got rid of DEI, diversity. He's saying it had nothing to do with growth in the stock market go up.
Because that's the language these people believe in. And if you're looking for the government to be on your side, you're going to, the stock market went up after he fired people. So what you do with that? After he's taking people and deporting them, what you going to do with that? If you only believe in what you see in graphs, you'll never know what's kind. What does the scripture say about how do you treat people? So you got to know what the scripture is saying. You can't just look at lenses, or just because you made some money in the in your portfolio, that means everything is okay, because you can gain the world and miss God. So you got to know what scripture is saying. So this is why we go back to the scripture to find out what's going on. Gideon arises, and if you look at chapter 5, man, the angel of the Lord comes to the man directly, tell him he's a mighty man of valor. He says, I don't believe it. I'm the youngest in my father's house. I'm the least of my... He's always making excuses about his low self-esteem. God still say, you're the man. You're the man. You're the man. You're the woman. You're the woman. You're the woman that I chose. So we're going to work with whatever you came out of and what I found you doing when I found you, and we're going to take you to the high spot. The man even flees God. Well, if it's really you, Lord, if it's really you, Lord, let this happen. If it's really you, if it's really you. And that's what people are doing even today, fleecing God. He done made himself known 50,000, 20 million times, and you still asking him if it's really you, Lord. He done made you know. You don't need no more affirmations. Once you join a ministry, you don't need affirmation after affirmation. Get over affirmation. Let's get to activity. What you're doing? How long are we going to sit talking about what we did? We need to get to what we need to do now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, God works with Gideon, calls him a mighty man of valor. He says, Lord, I still don't believe it. I just need you to help me one more time. He said, well, if you don't have any courage, I want you to take Pura with you. There's a man around you or a person around you that's full of courage. And you need to partner with him, because when you're weak, he's going to make you strong. When you in your room talking about, I quit, he's going to tell you, you can't quit. You need that kind of person in your life that won't let you go into depression. That kind of person that call you when you don't want to be called. That kind of person that will speak to you even when you ignore them. There are people who can walk past folk, don't speak, but as soon as somebody do it to them, they get hurt. You need a pure in your life that can tell you you're wrong. That attitude is off. He said, take Pura with you. Take Pura. We need to find who Pura is. Gideon needs Pura. And you need a partner in your life that love the Lord like you, but will hold you accountable and help you get over some fears. And you got to let them speak too. You can't be the only one talking about the Bible. You need a pure in your life that no word to. Not impressed with you. Glory. I always say you need a father to honor, a brother to build, and a son to raise, a mother to honor, a sister in your life, and a daughter to raise, somebody that's looking up at you. It will help you, to challenge you to keep a good attitude if you have all three. Not just one or two, not just people looking up at you, but you don't care about who's right and left. You got to have people in your life that's not impressed with you. In other words, they got a house like you, they got a car like you, they got an apartment like you. They're not trying to be all up on you like that. You want somebody that can look at you and you look at them and you're not impressed, but y'all get along with each other. And when you can't get along, you do what you got to do to get along. You need a Pura with you. Look it up and you'll start seeing it. And you may see a Pura in your life. Isolationalists, people who come to church, but they really don't bond. They don't assimilate. They get into silos. They're looking at everybody, becoming suspicious. You need to understand your suspicion ain't for church folk. It's for people that's in the street somewhere. Before you date them, you need to have discernment. Not before you sit next to them in church. You're supposed to know them that labor among you. That means you keep getting to know them. You go out until you know them. You eat with them until you know them. You fellowship with them until you know them. You get, it's hard at first, it gets messy in the middle, but it's beautiful in the end. That's why nobody brings me messages about nobody that joins this church. I don't want to hear what they did before they got here. I give everybody a clean slate. Everybody a clean slate. It would be good to practice that as a leader. Glory to God. I've met people that met me. They like me. I met people who heard something about me and then they meet me and it's always distance. I have to prove my authenticity. When I shake their hand, I can say, you've already been snake bitten. Somebody put fangs in you and pump venom in you concerning me. And it creates distance. And I got to spend the next year just on a word to prove that I'm okay. I've done it 1,000 times and I know how it feels. And if you want to sit here, you got to be able to endure that. People putting words on you when nobody met you. I met a lady one time. She said, ooh, I heard you were fat, black, ugly. Man, they don't see the right thing. The way they talk about you, you fat, black, ugly. Until I met you. You understand? That's how people are. You got to watch how you put stuff in people's ear. You need a pure in your life to tell you you shouldn't do that. It'll help you with your fear and with your courage. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. But anyway, God told Gideon, I want you to go to your enemy's camp and I'm going to let you hear what they're talking about. Now, most of you couldn't handle what your enemy says about you. You talking about church hurt. Have you ever stood on the other side of a door and heard people talking about you? I'm talking about bad. Okay. See, if you never heard anything like that, then sit down. Can't stand them. Get out my face. This is in the midst. What if you, have you ever heard your own child say it? They talk about you too. But your own children talk about you. You think they all cool? No, they sit down and they say, mama crazy. They call folk on the phone and say, mama crazy. They say it like Muhammad Ali did. George Foreman walked up to Muhammad Ali. He said, Muhammad, you want to fight? He said, you crazy. George Foreman said, well, how's your wife? He said, she crazy. Ooh, Jesus. See, y'all talking about what the people say. All the people say, right? Your own kids get into conversations, call church member, talk. And then there are people who, when that happens, they don't know what to do with it. So they coddle them. Instead of sending them back home, you better get that straight with your mama. See, you need a pure in your life to say you shouldn't baby that. You shouldn't baby that when they come to you about other people because they're going to do the same thing about you. Man, in the year 2000, I preached a message. This is 25 years ago called Judas 2000. And I said, you're going to see a day when young people are going to betray their parents. Everybody looking at me crazy. What are you talking about? Own kids are the one calling the cops on you. You smacked me, so my mama abused me. And all this other foolishness that's going on. Now we got to stand before judges. And oh, there was a scratch now, so then DEA is getting in there. And all this other foolishness. It's not just people out there. It's people who are close to you. We need to draw closer to God. You need a purer in your life. Glory to God. God told Gideon, I want you to go to your enemy's camp and listen to what they're saying about you. Let me tell you what God did, though, man. He was working on Gideon's enemies. He was working on getting the enemy. See, we're looking at chariots, horses, and camels, and tents, and all of the host, the horde of our enemy. But God is already working it out. It's not about how many they are. See, if God is for you, who can be against you? See, you want to make sure God is for you, right? So it could be 1,000, 10,000 against you. They will fall at your right hand. Glory to God. 1,000 at your left hand. But nothing shall touch you if God is for you. He is the majority. One of the reasons why the devil runs screaming away from me is because he's looking at that big, huge God behind me, standing, holding up my arms, making sure that whatever I put my hands to do, hallelujah, if he's in it, he's got equity in it. And he's going to continue to push me forward until I finish the course that he's assigned to my hands. You know, people under the sound of my voice, you're looking at your enemy and what he has, but no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. Stop giving the devil TV time, what the devil is doing. What is God doing? The reason why you have what you have is because God allowed the enemy to rehearse in his own mind what God is about to do in your life. Get up and go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hands. Get up and go down. What do you mean go down to the enemy's camp? Only two of us? And there are thousands of them? Yes, get rid of the fear and do what I'm telling you to do. I want you to go down because I'm going to give it to you. That's verse number 9. Verse 10, if you're afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah. So if fear is there, you need a partner. See, you're not supposed to deal with fear alone. Glory to God. See, one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Jesus said, if two or three of you are gathered together, touching and agreeing in my name, I'm in the midst. See, God don't want anybody to be an individual victor. He wants community to come in the victory. That's why he won't let Merton do it on his own. He's always going to let me drag a leg until somebody comes to assist me. He's not going to let me be everything to all people. He's going to weaken me, even weaken my backside, until somebody becomes a real guard. He's going to let me be weakened in a certain area with a thorn in my flesh, glory to God, until somebody can help me limp until I get across the finish line. We all need somebody to help us along the way. And if you need a Purah in your soul, clap your hands. God is sending Purah to your life. Ain't gonna violate you, ain't gonna hurt you, ain't gonna take nothing from you, gonna tell you when you're wrong, and stick with you until you make it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Man, I feel that in my soul. Purah is coming, Purah is coming, Purah is coming, Purah is coming, Purah is coming. He said, I want you to go down to the enemy's camp, take Purah with you, and listen. I can preach, and listen. Stop running your mouth. I know you hurt. I know you went through this or that. I know the enemy pushed you against the wall. I know that things aren't working the way you want them to work. Shut up and let God work with it. Just get to a point where you open your ears and shut your mouth. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to get angry. He said, I want you to listen. Specific instruction. You don't have to comment now, making sounds either. You're supposed to be on a reconnaissance mission. All you're supposed to do is listen and report back. Know what God is telling you to do. When you hear your enemy talking about you the next time, you don't have to step up in there. I knew it. No, just listen. If you listen long enough, you may hear them saying, you know what? I got to tell you now, God is blessing her. God got his hand on him. So you didn't even hear, listen long enough to get the full report. Yeah, they say, I can't stand them. I can't stand those Israelites. I'm going to get off you. I'm going to talk about Israel. I can't stand those Israelites. I can't stand them. They think they all that in a bag of chips just because the Red Sea opened up for them, just because he fed them with manna, just because he did this, that, and the other for them, just because he guided them with a pillar of fire at night and a cloud during the day. They think they all of that. And I tried to curse them. I tried to curse them, but God wouldn't even let me curse them. I tried to say something negative to them. But God wouldn't allow me to say anything negative. I'm just sick of them. But if you listen to your enemy long enough, you may hear him say, but God is with him. I know God is with him. Did you hear what happened to Jericho? Did you hear what happened to Jericho? They came in, didn't even touch the wall. All they did is shout.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Developing an Unshakable Confidence, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Bishop and Pastor Sabrina are celebrating their 32nd wedding anniversary on Wednesday, July 2nd. Show your love and support online at truthreveal.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make checks payable to Truth Revealed with wedding anniversary on the memo line. Registration is open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, happening July 21st through 25th for kids ages 2 through 6th grade. Register and buy t-shirts on the TR app or scan the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email vbs@truthreveal.org.
Get ready to celebrate Bishop's birthday on July 10th. Show Bishop some love online at truthreveal.org, the Truth Reveal app, or Cash App at Truth Reveal 2. Make checks payable to Truth Reveal with Bishop's birthday on the memo line.
Men, take note. Our men's summer school begins Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m., and it's something you do not want to miss. The brothers will be going through He Motions by Bishop T.D. Jakes, a powerful book that speaks to the emotional and spiritual journey of men striving to walk in strength, faith, and authenticity. Contact Johnny Stevens with questions or to sign up.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
It was only a few years ago that the world thought that science held the answer to every earthly problem.
Billy Graham.
Today, elation has been replaced by desperation. The world staggers from crisis to crisis, and no scientist is really absolutely certain that he has the answer to anything.
There's good news, though. A solution for man's problems does exist, but it's not a solution found in humans or science.
It's true that man has a body which science can nourish. It's true that man has a brain which science can educate. But man also has a spirit which craves God. And unless this need is met, humanity could perish.
You can know the God of the universe. It starts with a personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We can tell you more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.